Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
It was exactly what we thought it was going to be. I mean, I thought Shane was a little out of breath.
Yeah, it was a very strange thing there.
I was nervous. I felt like he was nervous.
But why would... Like, you're right. He was nervous, and that's probably what was going on. But what I don't understand is he's been in a lot of situations where he would be more likely to be nervous, where it's like these middle of the season into the bye week press conferences where his job is on the line, or end of the year, it's another four wins, and everybody's asking him why you should still be the general manager while Brian Daboll got fired. And this is like the exciting one. You got it done. You're here, you're the man, you're staying, and then that's why he was out of breath. It was weird. It was very strange.
It was kind of strange. And then, of course, because this is New York and because everybody has to know everything and everybody has to kind of understand the pecking order over there at the Quest Diagnostic Center, you know, the questions now start, you know, who's got the final say, who's got this, who's got that. I mean, this is like, you know, John Harbaugh probably doesn't realize it, but now he does realize it, that this is New York, that everybody's going to question everything that you're doing, how you're doing it, who reports to the owner, who doesn't report to the owner. In the building over there, it really doesn't matter much as long as they collaborate. The one thing I will say, for John Harbaugh to sign a 5-year, $100 million deal, he's the one wielding all the power if you care about that kind of thing.
Sure, and John Mara said, listen, everybody's going to collaborate, but he is the most important cog in the wheel. If that answers your question.
Yeah, and you know, John Mara is at the office every single day. Now, given his current health status, that may be a little bit different, and maybe Chris Mara is going to be much more present to help John out and to help these guys make decisions, but they're going to collaborate. That's what they should do. That's the job. Now, it's interesting because that's not what's going on up in Buffalo. The opposite is going on up in Buffalo right now.
Yeah.
And you could say whatever you want about you know, the Buffalo Bills and the decisions that they've made, but where they stand right now, Brandon Bean is the president of football operations. He actually got a raise after he was brought to Buffalo by Sean McDermott. So it's, every team is a little bit different. I personally like it when the general manager is the guy that's hiring the coach, and he's the guy that is dealing with the coach on a daily basis. But this is completely different. This is a legendary coach. This is a coach that has won a Super Bowl. This is a coach that's coached in this league for 18 years as a head coach. So now you have to have more flexibility when you hire a guy like this. If you hire somebody like Jesse Minter or Chris Shula or Clint Kubiak, completely different set of circumstances. This, and the way it's set up, is the way it should be set up, because you are bringing all of this credibility. Everything that John Harbaugh projected to you as a Giant fan yesterday is exactly what the New York Giants needed to start off their offseason, because now the business side is really ramping up. The ticket side is going to be ramping up. And you could just feel the genuine excitement by Giant fans for the guy that they hired yesterday.
Yeah, and the turnaround being something that can happen quickly in the NFL is another reason why everybody is so excited, because we have seen it. We saw it this year. We've seen it in years past. Almost every single year, there's a worst-to-first team. And John Harbaugh talked about how his dad was watching film. His dad said, look at the Giants. Look at the things. There's foundational things that they're doing. You could step in. We know all the blown leads and the close games that the Giants had. Jackson Dart already being in place, the number 5 overall pick, getting Malik Nabers back, getting Cam Scataboo back. You have Tyrone Tracy coming off back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. They want to run the ball. I mean, it's all right there for them. And you're right, as far as the reporting structure, you have to do things in order to get John Harbaugh here that John Harbaugh wants. There's very few head coaches that become available that you have to make concessions for. And John Harbaugh was one of those guys. And the Giants did absolutely, they used everything in their arsenal to get this man here, including Brian Daboll and Tom Coughlin, two guys that were fired unceremoniously by John Mara, which just tells you how much these guys still love the Giants and love the roster and love everything about it, even though Daboll didn't have success here. Coughlin did.
Kiss my ass,
yeah. Tom Coughlin comes back. Get your ass down there.
This is why I love the Giants did not use a consulting firm like the Jets seem to use all the time.
Yeah, it wasn't Korn Ferry.
Yeah, there was. It wasn't a consulting firm here. It was Tom Coughlin who called Chris Mara and said, hey, get your ass down there to Baltimore. And God bless Tom Coughlin. God bless him, man, because you know, you could have a huge axe to grind if you were him and winning 2 Super Bowls. And I remember, you know, that day that he was let go, man, that was a hard watch. Because, you know, maybe it got a little stale, and you can understand that. And maybe that's what happened to John down in Baltimore, too. It gets stale. Things have to change. Things have to move on. I mean, I don't believe that's what happened up in Buffalo. Something else happened up in Buffalo, and I'm not really sure what it is. Because, you know, Sean McDermott is still young. He's won all these AFC East titles. He's won, you know, twice as many games than he's lost. He's won 5 AFC titles. He's done everything you possibly could. And they basically pulled a rug right out from under him. And, you know, I don't get that. But anyway, so with Tom Coughlin leaving here and the awkwardness of all of that, but for him be calling Chris Mara, telling him to get down and go see John Harbaugh, and Chris listening to John
and doing that,
they built the boats.
Yeah.
And they sent Chris Mara down there. And like I was saying earlier last week, you know, I give Chris a lot of credit for going down there. I didn't realize that it was at the behest of Tom Coughlin.
Yeah, I don't think anybody did until yesterday when Chris Mara told the story. So,
and by the way, you know, Chris didn't have to tell that story.
No.
No, I mean, like, he didn't have to tell that story.
Because he was getting all the credit.
Yeah, but again, like, in Mara-esque fashion, you know, I don't need all the credit. You know, here's a guy who I listened to, believed in, and I took his advice, and his advice has turned into what we have today.
Yeah, and that's what you love about this team. And some of the questions going into this coaching search was, with all the recent ineptitude of the New York Giants, is that job still looked at as the New York Giants? And the answer was a resounding yes yesterday with John Harbaugh, the way he talked about ownership and the history and the New York Football Giants and all of these things that meant something to him. So
that's why last Friday's report out of the NFL Network was asinine. It was all asinine. The whole thing was asinine because there's no way that the Harbaugh family, you got to remember, I mean, their dad is, you know, was a longtime coach at Western Kentucky. I mean, like, this is coaching, like, this is, I can't explain it. The fabric of coaching is within and woven in the Harbaugh family. The fabric of the NFL is woven through the Mara family because of how it all started and what went on way back when at the beginning of this great league that we all love. And there was no way that a Harbaugh was going to go down this path with Mara and not have it come together like it did yesterday. There's just, you once you meet and then all of a sudden there's more meetings, then you go out to dinner over there and you're sitting around and you're talking and John Mara's, you know, is going through what he's going through and you have to sit there and you're talking to him knowing what he's going through. There's no way that John Harbaugh was ever backing out of anything.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I agree. It was interesting, though, because no one asked him about that in the assembled media session. But Evan asked him when they had him on here on The Fan. And he basically just he just said, yeah, I don't know about any of that. When he said, hey, were you close to doing something else? Or were you close to this thing? And John Harper's like, I don't know anything about that. And it sort of moved on.
Good. But I was like, no reason to discuss it.
It was almost like, oh, yeah, you know, the agent deals with those things and I was out of it or whatever. But yeah, it doesn't matter now because he is here and he's all in and he's working out at the facility as we speak, 5:30 every morning, he said to Tiki yesterday. So this is as good as it gets on paper for a team before they play a football game.
I will say the first, unfortunately, the first bump in the road is that, you know, he wanted his special teams coach from Baltimore and Baltimore blocked it.
Yeah, they did. They had no lateral moves and you can understand why. And, you know, John Harbaugh kept that guy around for many years and John Harbaugh being a special teams guy, obviously trusts him tremendously to have him there. So that stinks. But, you know, Todd Monken will be the offensive coordinator. Evan asked him if Rex Ryan was a possibility. He sort of laughed and said, oh, wouldn't that be unbelievable if Rex was back here? Wouldn't that be something? But I don't think that's going to be the case.
Yeah.
And then Tiki said, yeah, it'd be Pat Hanlon's worst nightmare, which was funny. We'll see who the defensive coordinator and the rest of the coaching staff is. But this is, you know, this is a destination now. This is what, when you bring in a guy like this, this is now a positive destination. You want to be drafted by the Giants. You want to sign with the Giants. You want to work for the Giants with John Harbaugh there. So I just feel great, honestly, for Giants fans. I understand that they've had success, way more success than I've seen with my teams as a fan, but they went through hell and back, and it's such a great fan base, and the years that they had just so bad and embarrassing and just loss after loss and coaches getting fired and GMs getting fired and just controversy and nonsense. And it was just something that they didn't deserve as a great fan base that they are. And now it feels, before they've played a football game, that all of that is over for the time being.
And this is the way it's supposed to feel when you hire a guy like John Harbaugh. This is like exciting. It was exciting for us Ranger fans when we brought Mike Sullivan back, you know. Too bad that the Rangers can't figure it out yet, and they're going to have to redo this whole thing here. But the Giants now do have a foundation of young players. It was great to see a lot of the players over there yesterday,
yeah,
by the way.
Yep.
Shaking hands with a lot of those players. You know, he may have to cut a couple of them or trade them. Who knows?
Sure.
You never know. But, yeah, so yesterday was a good day, and the Giants are off and running today. He's going to be working his ass off. This is a guy, like I told you, he's a lifer. So this is the kind of guy they needed. They desperately needed the credibility. They needed the saleability. And now I'm telling you, Todd Monken had really three really good years with Lamar Jackson. This year he was hurt and was in and out of the lineup. And, you know, I can't blame Todd Monken for anything that Lamar Jackson did or didn't do this year, because his first year there, he was awesome. He was off the charts.
And winning MVPs.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So he knows, and, you know, there's a lot of similarities between Lamar and Jackson when it comes to running with the football. I think they'll probably try to curtail some of that, but I think the offense is going to be really good. You know, they had Zay Flowers down there. They had, you know, Mark Andrews down there. They had a lot of guys involved. You remember what he really wanted? He wanted Derrick Henry. He wanted a running back. Jamal Lewis, they've always had running backs down there. Why? Because it's a Northeast team. And it's going to be the same kind of situation here. He's got two running backs now. They're going to add some more of that. They're going to add some beefy tight ends, I guarantee you. They're going to be looking for mammoth defensive linemen, because that's always been, you know, the way that they go about it. That's why Dexter Lawrence fits so big. But I will tell you right now, it's not going to be sleeping in meetings. I'm going to tell you that.
Oh, yeah, no
way.
Hey,
Abdul Carter, baby. You know, look, this is now, they're going to turn you loose. Now it's time to show everybody just how good you can be. Now, I think he started to show that towards the end of the year. And I credit Mike Kafka for a lot of that, because Mike Kafka, you know, basically had to do the thing that no coach ever wants to do. No coach ever wants to embarrass their players, because then all of a sudden it starts eroding the trust. You know, and if you erode the trust, that's when the player shuts down. That's when the player, you know, now becomes a cancer in the locker room. So that trust, it was probably broken a little bit because of what Mike Kafka did, but Mike Kafka did what was necessary to get his ass in gear. And then when you go ask Dexter Lawrence about Abdul Carter saying, well, the kid's got to grow up. Yeah, the kid does have to grow up, and maybe he did the last 4 weeks of the season.
Yeah, I mean, he looked like a completely different player, someone who was locked in, didn't seem like he was understanding anything on or off the field. So, yeah, that was very, very encouraging, because you don't want it the other way around. You don't want him bursting onto the scene and then falling off.
Did you hear the other thing that John Harbaugh said? That I've told you this over the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, the NFL... All the coaches are saying the same things. The GMs are saying the same things. They want players who
love football.
Exactly.
Love
and
ball.
That's it. It's all about, and that's why the buzzwords are coming out like at the combine. This is what Jackson Dart was saying last year when he was the pudgy clapper with John Gruden.
That's
I
right.
Love ball. You know, the whole thing.
Love ball.
That's right. So, well, let's see how you love ball. And this guy, you know, he wants to win out of the gate. That's why they did so well in preseason. It's going to be really interesting to see how the Giants do this preseason. I don't think there's going to be any messing around. I think it's going to be about winning and winning and more winning. And that's music to a fan's ear, and it's certainly music to ownership's ear.
Yeah, and speaking of ownership, Steve Bisciotti, who had that press conference where everybody was talking about it afterwards, because he doesn't talk a lot, and when he does, he's just an open book. So Evan did ask him about Steve Bisciotti saying that I told him where he should go. And people assume that meant he's, you know, you should go to a particular team. So Evan asked that. He goes, where did Steve Bisciotti say you should go? He goes, he didn't tell me anywhere. He didn't mention any specific teams at all. He's like, I don't know where he's getting that from. What he told me was that he'd be more than happy for me to take a year off and give me a paid vacation. That's what he said.
Yeah, because he had an extra year in his deal, yeah.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.